The Alaska Department of Transportation plans to reopen the flood-damaged northern stretch of the Dalton Highway to traffic on Friday morning. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the opening will follow a nearly three-week closure caused by melt of unusually heavy overflow ice from the Sag River.
Alaska Department of Transportation Northern Region Director Dave Miller says erosion repairs between Dalton Highway milepost 356 and 414 south of Dead Horse have progressed well since water levels began dropping late last week.
You know, we can get a pickup from one end to the other now, which we couldn't before. So they've pioneered in a goat trail.
Miller provided an update on the Dalton status during a presentation to the Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation Tuesday, describing an all-out assault by contractors working to open the highway.
Well, there's probably 45 trucks running right now hauling gravel, you know, multiple excavators, multiple bulldozers.
Miller adds that some flood damage is requiring special attention, including an exposed pipeline crossing at mile 399.
It's going to take Alyeska probably 2 weeks before they'll be ready for traffic to go back on that. So we're putting a bypass in around that area.
The flood repairs will be followed by planned and expanded projects to elevate portions of the Dalton Highway. The projects originally designed to reduce snow drifting will also help keep the road surface above overflow ice and flooding. Miller attributes this year's trouble to heavy rains that fell last fall on the Brooks Range, elevating groundwater levels dramatically along the Dalton Highway Trans-Alaska Pipeline Corridor.
Normally the meter at pump 3 reads 10 cubic feet per second, and in early March it was reading 220 cubic feet per second. So we had, you know, a lot more water moving.
Miller adds that when the Sag River froze to the bottom this winter, off ice began rapidly accumulating, engulfing the Dalton Highway, which parallels the river. He says it's unclear how unique an event it was, but DOT won't wait to find out.
We've accelerated everything we can do to not be in this situation again next year.
The Dalton Highway is a primary supply conduit for the North Slope oil industry, but Miller says the latest closure has not been a big problem for them because it was after oil companies had gotten through the busy season of moving equipment and supplies related to ice road accessed field sites, and because the Dalton closure was anticipated and the companies stocked up on fuel and other supplies before breakup flooding shut down the road. This spring's emergency Dalton Highway repairs have already cost $5 million. Miller says most of the repair bill will likely be picked up by the federal government. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.